Hello, my name's Dylan Baer, and I would like to share a story with you real quick. So, my dad has worked for the military for most of his life, and my mom has been a teacher most of her life. So, I'm going to be focusing on my mom. Before I was born, she was a high school teacher, and she retired around when my oldest brother was born in 1998. Because since my dad was flying for the military, he couldn't be home very often. So she had to stay home to take care of us. So I started school, and around probably fourth grade, she decided to go back to work and start subbing at my school. Then after 2 years of subbing during my sixth grade year, she decided to become a full-time teacher. So she started teaching at my school. After I moved to middle school, my dad, he decided to retire from the military and get a new job. So we had to move houses and schools. So she started teaching at our new school. So then with my dad's new job, which was a pilot for UPS, he had to move to Kentucky and start flying from there. So we had to move too. And then my mom retired from teaching, and she hasn't taught since, which was only a year ago, but still, you know. But my mom, during her time teaching, I would say it was fairly difficult for her because she had to do all these things. She was being a teacher, but on top of that, she was also being a mom, taking care of four kids. Or five kids, excuse me, sorry. And she had to do these things because my dad wasn't home. He was flying. He was never really home. He was home maybe 3 days to a week maximum and was usually gone for 2 to 3 weeks because of his job. So yeah, it was really difficult for her. And I personally feel like maybe she didn't get paid enough because all the things she had to do, I feel like she deserved so much more. She was incredible. She's like a superhero. She's like Wonder Woman. She was doing all these things, and I feel like she just deserved so much more than what she got. And that's what I'll be discussing in this podcast today. Should we raise teachers' salaries? I mean, I know not all teachers went through what my mom went through. You know, they're not all parents. They may not have family, but they still have life on top of teaching. It's still very difficult to maintain both. So I'll let that transfer us to our discussion. So before I get into why teachers should be paid more, let's talk about just some of the basic requirements for becoming a teacher. So all teachers at minimum need a bachelor's, and elementary school teachers or teachers for younger grade levels, they just need at least a bachelor's degree. That's all they really need. Then high school teachers need a bachelor's degree, but they also need a degree in a certain subject. That's why you have a teacher who teaches a specific class in high schools. A lot of teachers have been quitting recently because they don't get paid enough and they can't provide for themselves or pay insurance or any of those things. So there has been a shortage on teachers. And in order to counter that shortage, there have been new alternate ways to get certified as a teacher. For example, the military provides a way to get certified as a teacher, And there's other examples too, such as like states will provide classes and programs for people to become certified as teachers. So that's another way. And then there is also like, you know, certain degrees will get you certain positions in schools. And those positions also affect how much you get paid. For example, teachers don't get paid as much as an administrator would. Classroom teachers, on average, for daily pay, get paid $241. While principals tend to make between $350 and $375 daily. Then assistant superintendents tend to make around $420 daily. And then superintendents make $535 daily. So you can kind of see why there's a bit of upset among teachers, because they are getting paid a pretty significant amount less than higher-ups like superintendents and stuff, yet they're doing all this work and stuff on their level, and that's a bit unfair. But that's just my personal opinion. There's other factors that contribute to the pay and salaries and stuff too. For example, superintendents do tend to have higher degrees than teachers. And principals, too. They tend to have master's degrees instead of bachelor's. So that's a factor that does factor in. I have brought my mom in to share her feelings on teacher salaries. How do you feel about teacher salary?
Well, I think most educators are disappointed or discouraged with the amount of money they get paid. For the hours that we work, we take our schoolwork home with lesson planning, with grading, with extra training that we might need. Our hours go long beyond the school day and even into the summers as we prepare. And so I think many are discouraged with the amount they get paid versus the demands that are continuing to be made on their time and their efforts, and especially the criticism that they receive for not measuring up. I think it's a real problem with teachers.
Thank you. What challenges do teachers face because of their salaries?
I saw a lot of different things while I was teaching. One of my partners I taught with was a single mother, and I watched her struggle with the amount of money she made. She was our team leader. She did that job, even though it was extra work. She was the robotics coach. She was with math team. She did tutoring after school. All of this was extra money and extra time that took away from time spent with her children at home just because she needed to make more money in order to make ends meet. Teacher salaries are low, but another challenge we faced in Florida was the insurance. The district did not match our insurance and hadn't given us a raise or even increased the amount they matched for a very long time. So the teachers were paying such a large amount for insurance. It wasn't affordable. Some of them had to use government programs to be able to afford insurance for their children. I watched men in particular, one of the teachers you had, her husband had a summer job. He built decks in the summer. He had to have that extra work. There was no way teaching was going to be enough money for him. And so on top of his regular work day, he was doing a second job just to make ends meet. Many, many teachers work more than one job just to make ends meet, which challenges them in their personal lives. Also makes it very difficult for them to be as focused and 100% in the classroom, doing what needs to be done for their students. It just makes it a challenge all around.
Okay, final question. How are low teacher salaries impacting education?
As I said earlier, the lack of funding that teachers have, I mean, we put our money into our classrooms as well. So when those funds are limited, what we can accomplish in our classrooms becomes a challenge. And you have to reach out to your parents more. Now, I taught elementary school. Secondary is a little bit different. But in elementary school, we would do a lot of extra things for our students. And you would have to ask parents, reach out to them, or it came out of your own pocket. And any money that comes out of your pocket doesn't go home to take care of your families. And so things that you would like to do in your classroom, you have to be very careful to pick and choose what you can actually accomplish in there. I think another way it impacts education, as I said earlier, teachers working more than one job, that's taking away from time they could be spending working on their classes in planning better, more training, all of those things they want to do. They just don't have the time to because they're actually working somewhere else to make ends meet. It makes for an educator that is more tired, more stressed, sometimes less prepared. If you've worked at another shift at a job the night before, it may not give you the time to come in the next day and have everything ready. So I think it impacts your classroom, your students, and because teachers teach, most teachers go into education because they want to teach. The salary is not a surprise to us. We know what it is going in. But we go in wanting to teach and wanting to make a difference. And when you find what you're trying to do impeded by the lack of money and by needing to work extra hours at something else, it's very frustrating when you're not able to accomplish your goals. And it just shows in the classroom. I think it's a problem that I don't see an end to, which is another challenge. Teacher funds come from taxes, and people don't want to pay more. They don't want to give the government any more money, and the government doesn't seem to want to give education what it needs to be successful. And so teachers are left with this dilemma. How can I be as much as I need to be for my students in my classroom when I'm not getting paid enough? And that puts demands on me outside of school that just makes what I want to accomplish in my classroom more difficult.
So, in summary, low salaries are contributing to teacher shortages in many states, and lower teacher salaries can affect the quality of classroom teaching and teacher effectiveness because of added stresses from additional jobs. And then they also impact students as well, since teacher funds limit classroom supplies and learning tools. All of these factors will have a negative effect on student education. Now, other people may disagree with raising teacher salaries. They may counter with, we don't need to raise their salaries because they only work 10 months and they have a summer's break. Well, the problem with that, though, is, as it was said before, teachers usually are working two jobs. So they're probably working that other job over the course of the summer. And they also have to take special classes and things to be caught up with the modern education and what they should be doing in their classes to make sure that their teaching experience and the students' learning experience is as good as possible. People also just don't want to pay extra money towards taxes to raise teacher salaries. But if you think about it, this is money going towards your kids' future. This is their education. You want them to get the best education as possible so that they have the best future in store for them and can have a good career. So the benefits of raising teacher salaries far outweighs the risk of raising the salaries. I hope this podcast has really made you think of and consider all the factors that go into teacher salaries and how it affects the teachers, how it affects these people. And I personally think these people are extraordinary and deserve a lot of respect and props for what they do. But that's just my personal opinion. So what do you think? Should we raise teacher salaries? Or should they stay the same?